We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Your webmasterradio.fm program will begin shortly following this message. On the road. On the boat. Working out. Or up in the air. Now you can listen to webmasterradio.fm on the go from anywhere. Look for webmasterradio.fm on TuneIn. Available for download on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, Samsung, and Windows Phone, as well as Google TV, Yahoo TV, and Roku. Tune in to webmasterradio.fm on the go from anywhere by downloading TuneIn right now. webmasterradio.fm. We really are everywhere.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host today is Scott Van Ack, our senior SEO at Stepforth. John can't make it for a couple episodes, so Scott's going to be filling in, and we're going to be doing some website reviews. So, yay, we're finally getting to these. So, to start off, how you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great.
And you're up in Courtney on Vancouver Island, right?
You betcha, yeah. And we got a nice snowfall and hail fall yesterday, which is a little unexpected, but it's gone, so that's good.
Yeah. You can have it. We're on the same island, everyone, but we're farther south. We don't get the nastiness. He gets all the lovely stuff up there, so you can have it. So lots of stuff's been happening these days in terms of news, but if we get a little time, I'll touch on that at the end. But I promised a lot of people we're going to get to these reviews, and there's been a bit of a delay. So let's start up. The first one we're going to review is bluesheepdog.com. And to give people a little idea what that is, it's for police officers. So it's all about the latest information on ways to protect themselves, quote unquote, serving those who protect, police training and other survival tips, or officer survival tips. Now, the one thing that – now, I'm doing the on-site analysis of this, and Scott's going to be doing the offsite. So let me start up on the onsite.
what I did is I used one of the checklists we use at Stepforth to just review a basic audit of a site, and came up with a few things of concern. First of all, the title of the site is Blue Sheepdog. Now, it's one thing when the domain is Blue Sheepdog, but the title is. And as a result, any kind of rankings will not really explain what the site is about. Now, that's a big concern. But let me go through the checklist first. I'll go in order. First of all, there are a lot of things that are right. You know, for example, there is a triple W redirect in place. In other words, if I type in just bluesheepdog.com, I will get redirected to www.bluesheepdog.com. That's good. That means no link popularity is being split between the two potential URLs. Robots.txt is in use. That's good. And it's error-free. Now, there's a lot of yeses. There's certainly nothing overly wrong with the site. But the issues that I have come into contact with, I'll go with now. First of all, no site search. Now, I like site search. I think it's important to have on task. It is a WordPress site, and generally that's just built in. So I would think you'd want that available so that someone can hunt through all the different posts and such online. In addition, the robots.txt does not include, I guess this isn't really a corporate, like it's not a corporate entity. You're not going to be too worried about Richard, I believe that's your name, who owns the site. You won't be worried about someone doing competitor analysis. However, I recommend having the IIS SEO tools user agent block. How's that for a mouthful? this, if you go online, type in IIS SEO tool user agent block. Again, that's what it says. You'll find what it is, and you can add that to your robots.txt file, and that'll just make sure that no one can use the IIS SEO tool to just find out everything they can about your site, which they can do otherwise. Let's see what's next here. The sitemap.xml is not available, at least the last I looked. Let's just check now. I did this review last week, so let me just double check. Oh, it is available. My apologies. Okay, so that's good. Now, the compression is there. That was one thing I was surprised, and I guess that's probably because he installed a compression plugin within WordPress, which is great. So that means that the sitemap.xml is being compressed, and which makes it a little easier to download. Let's move on to the privacy policy. There is one, which is also a good thing. It's not in the standard location, so it's not bluesheepdog.com/privacypolicy.html, but that's not a big deal. We're getting pretty picky at that point. But they do have one, which is good. It's something that, frankly, a lot of sites don't have. So good on you, man. There is no user sitemap. So something I recommend. Now, in this case, this is pretty much a blog. And when it comes to blogs, user sitemap isn't as important. You know, you're usually dealing with site archives, categories, that kind of thing. In this case, there isn't any of that. I mean, it just says news, podcasts, reviews, and training. So those are, I guess, categories of sorts, but when I go to it, let's say I click on podcasts, I can see some podcasts that are listed, but it's one long page, and then it clicks, and then you have to click next page to see the rest of them. That's that kind of navigation gets a little long in the tooth, because the farther you go through the site, the deeper you're going to get in terms of, like, you have to click to get to the next page. And they have to click to get to the next page. It becomes many levels deep for a search engine to follow. Whereas a user sitemap is a much easier way, because the search engine can go to the sitemap and find whatever they need to find and get to it quite quickly. It allows everything, in short, it allows everything to get spidered quite quickly as well. Now, let's see here. Scott, have you noticed anything as I'm talking here?
The first thing that I noticed, of course, was their title tag. Just saying their company name is virtually useless. They're going to rank number one for Blue Sheepdog all the time, every time anyways. I mean, I think they dominate the top five as it is.
I haven't looked a lot at the insight stuff. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. Yeah, you know, I haven't looked a lot at the on-site with this guy, so.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Just thought you might have seen something, and frankly, it gave me a second to get my head back in order again.
Well, so you're just using me. All right.
Yeah, I'm just using you. And I'll probably do it again, so look around. One thing is I did get a load error. So when I went to the site, I did find that there was a problem, and it was a server error, had some issues, couldn't get to it, and I thought, well, we need to potentially, if this was my site, I would want to upgrade the server a bit. When I looked at it, there were a number of sites that were also hosted on there. I believe it was about 100 or so. 139 other sites. There's my note. So, you know, that's not horrible. On a shared server, that's pretty average. But the point is, if you get a few sites on there that are busy at one time, it's going to have a problem. And so if it's very important for you for your site to be online consistently, with no downtime, then that's something I'd recommend. So let's take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to talk a little more about some of the on-site stuff I found. Actually, in this case, it'll be the optimization.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search, social, display, one platform.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-server solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO at Stepforth Web Marketing, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. And as I was mentioning earlier, John is won't be able to make this next couple shows, but Scott's thankfully sitting in. Thank you, Scott. And we're just going to go through some site reviews.
Sounds good.
Yay. All right, so bluesheepdog.com is the one we're analyzing right now. And what I did is I went through our in-house checklist, and what we're on right now is the page-based optimization. First of all, that title tag keeps standing out. When I go to page, it's problematic. And what I recommend is strongly changing up how you're creating your title tags. For example, if I go to podcasts, one of the podcasts is called Blue Sheepdog Podcast 09, Passenger Side Approach. That's not telling me much. If I saw that in the search engines, I wouldn't know what that's about. And frankly, I'm not sure that unless a police officer was doing this research and even he or she happened to pass by this and type in the exact same words, whether or not this would be something of interest, or at least it probably would be of interest when they found it, but I'm not sure if they would click on it or if it was even found. So, you know, make these more descriptive. Could be, let me think here, serving those who protect. So maybe police training and officer survival tips podcast. Or you can even call it the Blue Sheepdog Podcast, but make that after the title. So passenger side approach or police officer, passenger side approach, hyphen, Blue Sheepdog Podcast 09. You know, even that adds a little more depth to the title. And I think that's incredibly important for any kind of rankings. The description tag is also not you know, well written in this regard. If I go to that, I am seeing for this particular page, this is the podcast page, the description is nothing.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's really not good. I'm just jumping around here, of course, as I do this live, but yeah, I don't see anything. Now I see keywords. But these keywords are default throughout the entire site. It's Blue Sheep Podcast, Officer Safety, Passenger Side Approach, Podcast, Traffic Stops, Training. Actually, I guess that's just for the podcast section. Now, the problem with that is, first of all, keyword tags, not being used.
Yeah, who cares?
Exactly. So, you know, don't worry about removing it, but don't put any effort into it. Focus on a description tag as the one area that the search engines consider as a pitch. So they're not going to consider it when you're ranking, they're ranking the page, but they will consider it when they're talking about how it shows up in the search engine ranking. So if you happen to get a number one ranking, the description tag is what's going to sell the person to click, but it won't impact how you rank. It's just, it influences the click. So keep that in mind. One thing that I was a bit surprised about was the rel canonical tag is not implemented. Now, the reason why, it appears that this is an older installation of WordPress. As a result, I think that you need to do a little bit of an upgrade there because the canonical is built into the newest version of WordPress. So check on it first. I know there's been some issues with the latest WordPress, so check that out. Make sure you're not going to install something that's going to be a problem. But
and it might break – oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, installing the new version could actually break some older plugins as well. So make sure all your plugins are up to date if you're going to upgrade WordPress.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're advanced enough, try and have a separate dev or development installation so you can test all the stuff before you make them go live. Now, fortunately, in this case, it's a blog like this may not be as – no offense intended, but it's not as vital to be 100% of all times. It's probably not being read all times of the day, every day. So you're probably going to have some time to mess with it if you want to do it late at night instead of using a dev. Heading 1 tags are not being used. Heading 2s are not being used. The only thing you've defaulted to are heading 3s. And, you know, that's not horrible, but I would certainly want to go with a heading 1, especially around the title of the page. And I'm not talking about the meta title, but the actual title. And also, inline text links are not really all that optimized. If I look at what's there, I don't see, I see a lot of content, and I assume very good content. I don't know the market very well, but I don't see anywhere in that content links to other parts of your site. For example, the strike plate has been tested with 12 gauge slugs, 12 gauge flechette, and 500 magnum rounds. Whoa, that sounds intense. Anyway, it has also passed the edged weapon 2 test, whatever that is. Well, maybe that's an article on your site or article elsewhere. Link to that test so people know what we're talking about. All this stuff may be common knowledge to most police officers, but you never know.
On the same note, you could get some good inbound links from that too, because like it or not, people are going to copy your content sometimes. So you get those links in there, somebody copies it, you're going to at least get a link out of it.
Darn tootin'. All right. the read more tag, I like that you've got it there. Now the read more is when you parse the content. So you've got a long article, and you put the a little tag saying "read more" after, say, the first one or two paragraphs. That's great because it makes it so that the search engines and, frankly, users only find one page that has the complete article. Everywhere else just has the snippet, and then "read more." But the thing is, "read more" is the link. It doesn't have any description to it. We'd like to, by general rule, include content, keywords in that inline text link or link that's going to that page. So what I recommend is Headspace 2. It's a plugin for WordPress. And with that, you can use the Read More you can actually customize it. So in this case, I'm looking at the first article on your site, "Decorated Police Canine Dog Stabbed to Death." Horrible, but okay. So that's the subject. That's yeah. Okay, but instead of just saying "read more," it could be more about decorated canine dog death. I can't even say "stabbed to death." Sounds so horrible. But anyway, and then that way that impacts on the search engine rankings for that page. So that's one strong recommendation there. There doesn't seem to be any duplicate content found, although thesurvivalwire.com seems to have some copies of your content. I'm hoping that that's that way around. You haven't taken anything from them. I'm assuming that's the case. So otherwise, that's quite excellent. I didn't find any spam, which is woohoo, excellent. And other than that, it's looking pretty good. I think at this point, we're going to take another quick break, and then Scott's going to jump in on for the offline.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
From domains to digital marketing, social media to blogging, you can reach this broad audience by using what you're listening to right now. Reach the thousands of internet marketers that download and listen live to the premier on-air and on-demand podcast network, WebmasterRadio.fm, with the Internet Marketing Channel, featuring shows like The Joel Comm Show, The WordPress Community Podcast, and more. Our ad campaigns are fully integrated with multiple avenues of exposure, from slick, effective 30-second commercials to detailed, informative 30-minute town hall meetings. Expose your products and services to listeners and podcasters of not just shows like Market Edge and Domain Masters, but anyone looking for ways to market their business with your product. Contact sales at webmasterradio.fm to find out more.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
LPO, Landing Page Optimization, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on webmasterradio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. Thanks for joining us again, Scott. This is short notice, but thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. It's exciting.
Cool. So for the break, I was giving some on-site analysis of bluesheepdog.com, and you've done some analysis of the off-site. So why don't you give us a little rundown?
Yeah, I think I'll I was going to start with social media type stuff, but I think I'll jump straight into their links first just to make sure we have time and then talk about social a little bit after. So, I mean, I checked out Majestic SEO to see how many inbound links you guys have or they have. And Majestic shows about 36,000 inbound links, which is pretty good. At least at first, I thought, great, 36,000 links is fantastic. But then I started to dig a little bit deeper about these links. And, you know, I first saw that there, out of those 36,000, there are only 729 domains actually linking to a site. So on average, that's about 50 links per site. So you, I'm sure there are a lot of sites that have run-of-site links to your site. So you've got, in particular, blog rolls. I'm finding a lot of the inbound links are coming from other blogs, and they're located within the blog roll section, which isn't necessarily bad. But when I dug even a little bit deeper than that, I saw that there were five websites in particular that accounted for about 65% of all your inbound links. So that's a lot. One in particular, you have about 20,000 links from one site. So, you know, that's more than half your links from one site. So there's going to be a lot less value there. A lot of those links will probably be ignored by Google. And for those that aren't being ignored, it kind of puts you in a tough spot. If that one domain decides to drop you, you're in trouble. You're losing everything. Half your links right in one swoop there. So certainly something. Yeah, I mean, you don't want that to happen.
Well, the other thing to note, too, is that in general, there's not much benefit to that, too, because Google's going to pick the best link you've got on that site, and that's really the only one that's going to count. And in general, yeah, exactly. That's going to be the homepage. So, yeah.
Exactly. You might get a little bit of benefit from a few that are highly topical or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, there's not a lot of value there. But then again, it's not bad because, in theory, you know, they've put their link up to you on their own. You may not have requested that. Although I kind of wonder there, because what else I noticed with all your inbound links, a lot of them are from blog rolls and other blogs. So, I mean, it's really a lot of your eggs are all in the same basket there. And it doesn't really make for a really natural link profile, I guess.
Well, so, then again, it could be, too, the connection with a lot of these other sites is kind of like a brotherhood, sexist way of putting it, I suppose. But anyway, of all these people who are in this quote unquote industry that are talking about each other and they're all linking to each other. So I can see what you mean totally. And to Google, they're looking very logically. They're looking at it going, okay, is this going to be, is this natural? They want to see other stuff. So, you know, in a purist method, they probably want more directory links, right?
Yeah, you know, I would think they need a few more directory links. They need links from just other sites in general. And they've got lots from the blogs. Those are great. I wouldn't go and try to get rid of them, of course, but a bit more variety might be good. Now, keep in mind, I didn't go through and look at every single link one by one. Just at a quick cursory scan, it appears that the vast majority are coming from blogs. So, again, it's not bad, but more variety is certainly good.
Cool.
Although, if we look a little bit further at some of these links as well, you know, we've got about 23,000 of your 35,000 links have the anchor text blue sheepdog. And this goes right back to the title tag issue. Nobody's searching. Well, I shouldn't say nobody's searching for blue sheepdog, but you will probably always be number one, whether you're targeting it as a phrase or not. So, you know, you might want to, if you can, get some of those anchor text changed. That's one of those things that actually kind of helps add to a natural looking link profile. You know, things like click here, it's not the best anchor text, but if you're trying to push for SEO, you're not going to use click here or necessarily even your name as the anchor text. You're going to try to use something relevant. So if you can get some of those changed, great. If you have any control over future links, you know, I'm just a little bit concerned that some of these links from all the blog sites, you may be part of a some sort of link network or something. And, you know, that a little bit of a flag to me anyway. So if that's the case and you have control, you might want to be careful.
Cool. And one thing we haven't been able to do just due to time is to check whether or not, and I don't want to put this out there necessarily, but whether or not all the sites are owned by the same person.
Yeah. And, you know, I did notice one thing, and I don't have those notes in front of me, but when I was looking at some of the IPs for the domains that are linking to you, I saw that 20 some odd, I think it was about 25 or 28 of the separate domains are all in the exact same IP. So I don't know if those are, I did note that it's not your IP, so it's not necessarily your sites, but it seems unusual that there'd be 28 different websites hosted on the same IP all linking to the same site. Just a bit of a flag there again. It could be legit, but I don't know. You know, it'd take a bit more digging to find out. If it's not legit, I'm sure you know all about it. If it is legit, then you don't know about it. So you probably don't have to worry. You already know about it.
Well, the one thing, too, that is, and we should always mention this, because a lot of people just don't know, perhaps, whether or not this is bad or not. And that's what we're helping them with here. So it could be that this is just a legitimate set of sites that are all very useful. I mean, I see the content here is good. You know, it's talking about legitimate issues, legitimate news, reviews of products. You know, I don't really like guns, but man, there's some cool looking guns here. It's pretty cool. it's an interesting site. So thanks, Scott. I know there's probably a lot more we could talk about the offsite. Fortunately, at this point, we need to cut it short, and I just wanted to cover a couple things in the news before we get going here. Now, Richard, if you have any other questions about what we put forward here, please feel free to let us know. You know, we'll do our best to help you out, and that's Richard Johnson, the Blue Sheepdog, and we'll do what we can, especially if there's anything you feel we missed or you wanted more info on. Now, that said, when it comes to the news, something that John and I had a good time talking about was the Panda update and eHow. Now, I do see there's a problem with eHow. Now, eHow is owned by, what's it called? Demand Media. Now, they were not actually hit by the Panda update. The Panda update, again, was all about anyone who's using content that they shouldn't, you know, perhaps they're reproducing content and their site is mostly about that. Well, in this case, the eHow network just sort of had some low quality content. Now, if we look at one of the examples, this Matt McGee created an awesome article called Panda Update, Google Lowers the Boom on eHow. And what happened is Panda came out again in a second wave. So the first wave nailed a lot of sites and the second, and it actually didn't hurt eHow. In fact, it seemed to increase it. Then the second wave hit. Oh, my God. Someone got their ass handed to them. It's not looking good. Now, you know, and I see, for me, I think eHow has some potential. I do like some of their content. I don't like how it shows up everywhere, but that's because they're doing a good job. So at times you can't fault them. But there are examples where they aren't. And they're just giving crap. And the one that Matt gave was a good one. How to pour a glass of water. Come on. Oh, brother. Although, you know, I bet there is a science to it. There's probably a science. But in any case, there's some weak stuff and they're being hit. I'd love to know more from any of our listeners who've been hit by Panda and why they think they might have. I won't name any names, but I'd like to get into some of the nitty-gritties, you know, what they may have learned from it. And that way we can share about it and also discuss ways to get around it, ways to help you out. So I think that'd be a good thing to move with. In any case, that's the end of our show today. We're going to be doing SevillaNJ.com for our second review in the next show. So thanks, Scott, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, and everyone else, have an awesome one. Remember, we air at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday. And, well, we hope to see you then. Have a great week.